Time now for StoryCorps. Today, a bit of forgotten history from Reno, Nevada. In 1931, the state passed a law that made it the easiest place in the country to get a divorce. All you had to do was establish residency, which took 6 weeks. People flocked to Reno, especially women. They stayed in resorts called divorce ranches for what became known as the Reno Cure. We'll hear now from two sisters who lived on one of those ranches, Beth Ward and Robbie McBride. Their family owned the Whitney Ranch, and they talked with each other about life among the divorcees.
Most of the guests came from New York, New Jersey.
At the end of their 6 weeks, mother would go to court with them and testify that they had been a resident at the ranch and she had seen them every day.
And many of them said, well, you could just testify that I was here the last 2 weeks, but I'd say, oh, no, oh, no.
Mother liked to have things nice and smooth and no fussing and fuming.
One guest cried for 6 weeks. Anytime a man would walk, oh, it reminded her of Joe. And we finally saw Joe, and I don't know where the tears came from, because he was no prize package, I can tell you that. But as a whole, most of the people who came there, they wanted a divorce, so there wasn't an unhappy time for them. They just thought it was great that there was someplace they could come to get one.
An awful lot of them had plans for after their 6 weeks.
When they checked in, they would say, my cousin will be with us. They had somebody in the other room waiting to walk down the aisle with. And 6 weeks later, of course, they were married.
Listening to stories from the guests, I think we probably thought many times, I sure won't make that mistake.
Yeah, Robbie had a good marriage with her husband and had been married and divorced and then remarried. The man I remarried, his wife had been there for a divorce. He came over and asked me out for dinner. And next thing I knew, I was married. So it was the greatest move that I think we ever made.
Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Beth Ward with her sister Robbie McBride in Reno, Nevada. Their conversation and all the others will be archived at the Library of Congress, and their photos of life at the Whitney Ranch at npr.org.